Well, hello. My name is Carol Worth, and I'm the founder of Saltapol LLC. Welcome to this recording of our Dissolving Your Blocks seminar. I want to thank you for choosing to listen. In this seminar, I will discuss some of the powerful tools that, if used regularly, can empower you to recognize and dissolve what seems to be blocking you from creating a powerful and joyous life now. What people are is love. We all come from love, and we are love. We are all the same what. Who people are the powerful creators of their life experience. You might be thinking, if that's so, then what's up with the blocks? Well, we are so powerful that we can create an experience of not being powerful because of the way we use or misuse the laws of creation. So although we are all creating our lives, often we're creating the same thing over and over and creating what we don't want. What I know about you in particular is that you are extraordinary. By virtue of the fact that you are listening to this talk, I know that somewhere within you, there is a deep desire to be the very best person that you can be, to discover, develop, and deliver the gifts that are within you. Thank you for taking yourself on. Thank you for being powerful and being a conscious creator. I invite you to acknowledge yourself for having the courage to do this work and to thank God's Spirit that you are alive, awake, and aware. I invite you to repeat after me, out loud or silently. I acknowledge myself for being an extraordinary human being. I acknowledge myself for having the courage to do the work to be authentic. I am willing to uncover, develop, and deliver my gifts. I lovingly support myself. Thank you, God Spirit. Thank you, life, for this opportunity to be honest with myself. I give myself permission to do this work. Now, give yourself a hug or a pat on the back or a high five. Or if you're with someone else and you're listening, hug them, give them a high five, whatever you want to do to acknowledge yourself and each other. I appreciate and acknowledge you. So, we're going to discuss five things. Number one, the nature of the so-called blocks. Number two, the fundamental issue that creates the blocks in the first place. Number three, the solution or dissolving the blocks. Number four, the gift of the blocks, or in other words, using it as a warning sign or signal. Number five, ongoing practice. So, what is the nature of the blocks? Well, first and foremost, there is no block in reality. You're making it up. You're telling yourself a story or stories that aren't true, and you're believing them to be the truth. But here's the problem. A lie, believed, becomes the law of your life. That's a spiritual law. So even though there's no real block, right, it doesn't exist in time, space, and reality. To you, it's real, and therefore you act accordingly. Let me explain a little further. When you come from the love that you are, your authentic self, that love can manifest in a myriad of creative ways. It can manifest as you being joyous, peaceful, playful, creative, all of which are about expansion of the good that is within you. When you have falsely identified yourself as something other than love, what I call the victim identity, your ways of being tend to revolve around attempting to control others and circumstances via manipulation or domination. Those ways of being are constricting and limiting. That's why they seem to be blocking you. Although in truth, you are creating the so-called blocks. It's called resistance. I'm going to say that again. When coming from a victim identity, most people attempt to control others and circumstances in an attempt to break down external blocks or barriers. But in truth, they are creating these so-called blocks. The dominant belief of someone who is coming from the victim identity is that circumstances, other people, or events have to change for them to be okay. They believe they do not have a choice about their life. They react rather than respond to life and then blame others or circumstances or themselves when things don't go their way. This belief system, or BS, ultimately is a form of resistance to taking responsibility for one's life. They are unwilling to do the following two things: accept what is and remain in peaceful non-action, or accept what is and take the most obvious beneficial action. So, if you have an experience of being blocked, the bottom line is that you are buying a belief system, BS, that is based on a lie. And that lie is that you have no choice. You're buying your own BS. That is the block. There is no actual block. So, how do you dissolve something if it's not real and it doesn't really exist? It's a mental thing. That's why all of the true teachings say the same thing. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You cannot let go of something you don't even know is there. In other words, if you can recognize the blocks for what they are, lies that you've been believing, they dissolve of themselves. They are naturally released. In other words, when you can look at the lie and can say, wait a minute, that's not true. I always have a choice. You restore yourself instantly to being responsible, to having response ability. You can accept things and take action, or accept things and take no action powerfully. What's left when you let go of the lies you are believing is the truth of your being, pure love. When you consciously know and experience yourself as love, expressing that love is as natural to you as breathing. It feels great because it's authentic. So let's get after it. We're going to do an exercise that will help you see the BS you're buying. What's blocking you? Believing your opinion or your stories as the truth, and that others or things need to change for you to be happy or for you to take any kind of action. Let's look at what shows up as the truth. Here are the signs that you're telling yourself lies. The three things show up in the form of complaining, blaming, and criticizing. So, the first thing that we're going to do in dissolving this block is to say a little prayer. And if you don't like the word prayer, that's fine. Just consider it a thought experiment. So we're going to pray for a recognition of the truth. So if you would, please join with me. Take a deep breath. And I'm just going to say, and you may repeat after me, Spirit, God, Mother, Father, God, please, in this moment, allow us to see the truth, to set aside anything that will get in the way of us seeing the truth about ourselves and about our belief systems. And so it is. Amen, Ashe, and thank you. All right, so we're going to get started. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take a look at some of the things that have been blocking you. And I'm going to ask you to list complaints, anything that you have to complain about, whether that be your spouse, your children, your job, the weather, anything and everything that it might be politics that you want to complain about. But take 3 minutes, and I invite you to set a timer, and for 3 minutes, just complain away. I'm going to ask you to pause the recording, and for 3 minutes, take pen to paper or pencil to paper and write all the complaints that you have. And along with that, who is to blame and who are you being critical of? All right, go. All right, now that you're back, that you've got this list of complaints and who's to blame, what I'm going to ask you to do is pick one person or circumstance or thing for a little further work. And this is going to be really a model, because you can take each and every one of these complaints and do the same thing with them, right? Because what happens when we start doing this work is that you start to see the patterns. And once you see it in one place, you can see it everywhere. So the first thing we're going to do is you're going to pick one complaint, write that complaint down, or that person, place, thing that you're complaining about. And you're going to answer some questions about this. And if you wish, you can pause the recording after each question so that you can write it down for yourself. The first question is, are you willing to drop the complaint, the blame, or the criticism? Or are you willing to be willing to do it? Now, I'm not suggesting that you know how to. I'm just asking you, are you willing? And that's a yes or no. If the answer is yes, continue. If the answer is no, you're stuck with it forever. Get that? Okay. Second question, are you willing to see things differently from a different point of view, a different angle? And are you willing to see it that it is not personal to you? Whatever the situation is, are you willing to see it from a different angle? Again, yes or no. And if you're not willing to see it from a different angle, are you willing to be willing to see it from a different angle or see something about it that you have not seen up until now? Next, are you willing to ask for help from God's Spirit, the universe, life, in accepting this situation, person, place, or thing exactly as it is, what it is, and exactly what it isn't? It is what it is, and it isn't what it isn't. Are you willing to accept it, or willing to be willing to accept it? Again, you don't have to know how to do this in order to ask for help. All right. Are you willing, next question, to accept that thing that happened or is happening as being exactly as it should be? Are you willing to give up the conversation that it should be any different? A little bit different flavor on that question. Again, yes or no. And if the answer is no, you're stuck with it forever. All right. Next question, is there any constructive action that you can see to take from here? If so, what is it? And if there's no constructive action, are you willing to be peaceful in a place of acceptance and no action? Perfect. Now, the next question is, are you willing to forgive yourself and or others for what happened? Are you willing, right? Or are you willing to be willing? That doesn't mean that you know how to, that you're just willing, you're open to the idea of letting go of this thing and forgiving. And then the final question is, what did you learn from this situation? person, place, or thing? And what is the gift? Because there's always something about that situation that gives you access to love. Maybe you're learning deep compassion, for example, or you have seen an opportunity in this situation for a greater connection with someone, or a letting go of something that is causing you harm. So you want to look for what's the gift. So this may take you a little time to really write these out and for yourself get to these. So there is an inherent gift in these warning signs of creating a block when you are blaming, criticizing, or complaining. These are absolutely wonderful, wonderful signals that I see as letting me know I'm about ready to step into that false victim identity. I'm going to play the victim, or I've already been doing it. Right? So there's a wonderful gift in noticing when I'm complaining, when I'm blaming, or when I'm criticizing someone else or something else. There's a gift. So what's the ongoing practice that can be engaged in regards to this situation? The moment I notice that I'm coming from complaint, blame, or criticism, the practice is to stop and be willing, and sometimes I just say this out loud, or maybe you say it in your head, I am willing to drop this and take responsibility, right? And so I go through those little questions. I am willing to be responsible. I'm willing to drop this blame and complaint, and I'm willing to ask God's Spirit for help. I don't know how to do this. Please do it for me, through me. Help me to accept what is and to accept what isn't, that things are exactly the way they are and exactly the way they aren't, and to drop my conversation, my story, that it should be any different, right? This whole idea of this shouldn't be happening. Okay, fair enough, right? Fair enough, but it is. So I ask for the assistance to accept exactly what's going on in that moment. And in that moment, I ask once again for help to see, is there any constructive action that I can take? And if so, what is it? And then the final part of the practice, the ongoing practice that you can engage in, is gratitude and forgiveness. Okay, what's the gift I'm seeing in this? What is the opportunity that I have here to express something, perhaps, or to be honest about something, or to let something go that's causing me harm? Maybe I get to see someone in a compassionate light that heretofore I've been judging, or myself, and then be willing to let go of this, to forgive. Now, I do realize that there are many times we have deep hurts from our past that whatever is currently happening is bringing this up, right? So Course in Miracles says we're never upset for the reason we think we are. It's always coming from our past, something we have yet to forgive another or forgive ourselves. And so sometimes forgiveness, a deeper forgiveness work is necessary in order for us to move powerfully through a situation and to, in fact, dissolve, quote-unquote, these blocks. One of my great teachers on forgiveness is a woman named Edwene Gaines. And what she says, she's from the South, and what she would say is, honey, if you want to know if you've got forgiveness work to do, get your little mirror out of your pocketbook, your little makeup mirror, and stick it under your nose, and if it fogs up, you've got forgiveness work to do. In other words, that's obviously going to be a lifetime kind of practice is forgiveness work. And there is a webinar that we have on the website that you can access as a home study course that is some deep forgiveness work. So if you want to be really powerful in life, you do want to look at forgiveness work, but also to have an ongoing practice of gratitude for the gifts that are in everything, right? Not just these situations where we're complaining, blaming, or criticizing, right? We get an opportunity to see the gift there. But in all areas of life, as you're going through your life, an ongoing practice of gratitude is so beneficial. So we definitely support you and encourage you to practice gratitude on an ongoing basis. So there is so much to be grateful for. Like, for example, right now, think to yourself or say out loud five things that you have to be grateful for that you had nothing to do with having happen for you. Or, for example, it might be that you were born with beautiful hair or teeth, or that you were born in a country like the United States where there is a lot of abundance available, or that you had a really great friend show up in your life, or a spouse or children that are just something there for you to be grateful for, or to go out in nature and see the beauty that is inherent there because it's a reflection of what's in you. So you always have things to be grateful for. Your very breath, my God, what a gift. The trees have graced you with oxygen as you have graced them with CO2 to produce yet more oxygen for you. That cycle of life is just such a demonstration of the grace that is everywhere for you. So I want to cover just a couple of questions that often come up when we're talking about complaining and blaming. And the first one is, aren't there legitimate complaints? And aren't people to blame for things that happen? Of course, there are, right? People do things. They behave badly. They cause harm to others. Certainly, there's no question that people do that. And the question I have for you is, do you want to be powerful in your life and coming from love no matter what? Because if we leave it at that, like I have a legitimate complaint, absolutely, yes, you do. You have a right to complain. You have a right to complain. And yet, then you're stuck with that, right? So maybe, just maybe, a more powerful way of looking at this is that anyone who is doing something that is causing harm has a problem that they're dealing with. But for the grace of God go I. That is a sick human being, or they're struggling, or they're in pain, or as I've heard many times, hurt people hurt people. They're hurting, and they're not coming from their authentic love self. And so if you can see somebody as they're coming from the victim identity, they don't know what they are, they're hurting, that you can develop compassion for them rather than judgment, right? Criticism and complaint is judgment. So when you see things as they are, right, isn't there a problem? Like, can't I just see things the way they are? Well, yes, but you can see that another is behaving, quote unquote, badly, and that they're hurting. And if you see rightly, what results is compassion rather than judgment. Could you pray for them? Can you be understanding and compassionate? Not to say that you accept bad behavior or that you validate that, but that you come from a place of love rather than judgment. And in that, you can see clearly what a powerful, loving action would be to take. And sometimes that is to remove yourself from a situation. My mentor Charles used to say, if you don't act right, I will love you from across town. And so we do want to make sure that we are coming from a place of love no matter what, because that is authentic to us and that is what we're here to do. As love, you have gifts to deliver. As love, you have a difference to make, and only you can do that. So I want to, number one, thank you for your time and attention and participation. We covered a lot of ground. This type of practice is not a one-and-done kind of thing. This time together in this talk, consider it as a launching pad for the work of dissolving blocks ongoingly as you practice dropping the lies that block you, these BS, this belief system. Stop complaining and blaming and criticizing others and yourself, and consistently begin to come from your authentic self to forgive yourself and others and be grateful for the gifts that are inherent in every situation. You come more and more from your authentic loving nature, what you really are and what you came here to do, to discover, develop, and deliver the gifts you have in service to others. Remember, the only way you coast is downhill. So this kind of work, this ongoing work of dropping the things that block you and embracing the love, the forgiveness, the gratitude, is a never-ending journey. And so I invite you to continue and practice these really powerful tools in your own life. I thank you for your attention. I love you. Peace and blessings. And we'll talk to you next time.